Last month, Pennsylvania State Senate passed Senate Bill 850, its budget plan for fiscal year 2009-2010. The plan reflects the fact that Pennsylvania is facing a $3 billion shortfall, and we're going to have to make some very difficult decisions if we're going to avoid new and increased taxes on Pennsylvania's families and businesses. This is State Representative Stan Saylor, Chairman of the House Republican Policy Committee. Welcome to the Pennsylvania Policy Review, a monthly look at state government and the policies that our state will need to address as we face the challenges of the future. In January, Governor Ed Rendell said we will all have to tighten our belts to make it through this crisis. Unfortunately, the budget proposal he offered does not reflect his tough talk. Under the governor's budget, state spending would increase by $1.2 billion, and he's relying on new taxes and billions of dollars in one-time revenues and short-term fixes to pay for it. In fact, to pay for all of the spending being advocated by the governor and the House Democrats, they would need to increase the personal income tax by anywhere from 33% to 66%. On the other hand, the Senate plan recognizes the fiscal realities our Commonwealth is facing. Senators did what thousands of Pennsylvanians do every day. They take a sober look at state spending and made the tough decisions to suspend funding for certain programs because there is simply no money to pay for them. To follow any other path will result in a major tax increase on Pennsylvania families and the businesses which create jobs in our Commonwealth. The program suspensions in the Senate plan do not favor one agency or constituency over another. Every state agency, including the General Assembly, will see funding reductions. That means programs near and dear to each of us will have to feel the pinch. This is the kind of shared sacrifice we will all have to accept if we are to avoid a major tax increase. It is the kind of shared sacrifice the governor talked about but chose not to implement in his budget plan. It is important to note that despite these program suspensions, Pennsylvania school districts are not being neglected under the Senate plan. In fact, funding will be maintained at a 2008-2009 level for every school district in the Commonwealth. With the addition of federal stimulus dollars, Pennsylvania school districts, including every district in York County, will actually see an increase in funding next year. We do not have to look too deeply into Pennsylvania's history to see what can happen if we follow any other course. In 1991, Pennsylvania was facing a budget deficit. To deal with the problem, the General Assembly elected to impose the largest tax increase on working families and businesses in Pennsylvania history. We are still feeling the negative effects of that decision today. The budget plan being pushed by the governor and House Democrats would cement the Rendell legacy of higher taxes and excessive spending. During his first year as governor, Rendell signed the second largest tax increase in Pennsylvania history. And since then, he has increased spending by more than $7 billion. And now, as his tenure as governor winds down, he wants to raise your taxes again. At a time when Pennsylvania families are struggling to make ends meet, they cannot afford to send more of their hard-earned money to Harrisburg. Likewise, at a time when Pennsylvania is facing growing unemployment, we cannot afford to make it any less attractive for businesses to stay here. That means, as lawmakers, we have to make some very difficult decisions about how we spend the money we have. This will not be an easy vote for anyone to cast, but it is absolutely necessary if we're going to protect Pennsylvania's families and job creators from an even higher tax burden. The Senate budget clearly recognizes that reality. It is my sincere hope that my colleagues in the House will show the same courage as we consider the budget plan before us. If you'd like to add your voice to those opposing a tax increase in the new state budget, please visit my website at repsaylor.com and click the No Representation for Increased Taxation button. This is Pennsylvania House Republican Policy Chairman Stan Saylor. Check back next month for another edition of the Pennsylvania Policy Review.